What would you think if a voice interrupted this program right now and you heard...
General Eisenhower's North African army has invaded the Italian mainland and Mussolini is reported to have fled to the German lines.
What would you think when you knew that it all happened 20 years ago?
Theater 5 presents The Boy.
Must be another crash. Boy, that's a miserable fog out there.
Great night for Dracula.
Give me another cup of coffee, Rhoda, huh?
You can have the whole urn. Ain't gonna be no other customers on the road tonight.
You think your diner's empty, you ought to see my bus station. But nobody.
Well, we got each other, Russ, baby.
Yeah.
Don't get so passionate. There's your jobber.
Thanks. Hey, Rhoda. Alice busy tonight?
Ask her yourself, John Alden. Hey, sis.
How about a movie, Alice?
Oh, thank you, Russ, but not tonight.
Not any night, huh?
Oh, now, please, don't get hurt.
Why don't I give up, huh?
Boy, I got a kooky sister.
No, leave her alone, Rhoda.
It just burns me. Good men don't grow on trees, Alice. Especially for old maids of 23.
Oh, that's an old maid. So what does that make you, Rhoda?
I'm no old maid. I took my chance.
Yeah, and you had a divorce to bump.
Who's perfect? Alice, sit by the fire here. She don't even live on the same planet.
Please, Rhoda.
It's gonna kill you to give Russ a date? Fellas fighting duels over you, maybe?
Lay off her, Rhoda.
You know what your trouble is, Mr. Heartbroken? You always ask the wrong sister. You want to change your luck?
Okay. Come on, we'll bowl a couple of frames.
You mean it?
Yeah, I mean it.
Ah, you doll. I promise now to make a pass at you all evening. Hey, Alice, honey, you don't mind.
Oh, of course not, sis.
We're not going to get any business tonight anyhow in this fog. I'll be right with you, Russ. I'll just put on my face. It fits over this one. Big improvement.
Sure wish it was you, Alice.
No, I'm truly sorry, Russ.
Looks ain't everything, you know. Guys like me make awful good husbands, Alice. I'd never say a mean word to you.
I know. But I'm waiting for someone, Russ.
Who?
I don't know. Yet.
Alice, come down out of the clouds. You'll wait for Prince Charming. You might wait forever.
No. I'm going to meet him very soon. In fact, tonight.
Alice, you feeling all right?
I can't tell you why I know that, Russ, but I do.
Prince Charming's going to walk right in your diner out of all that fog.
Yes, he will.
Ooh, Alice, I'm still nuts about you, but you're a real kook, you know?
Well, I'm all set, you lucky fella, you.
Yeah, this is my big night. What's the tab, Alice?
Don't you take his money, sis. Any guy who takes me out eats on the house. I'll turn the radio on, sis.
Hey, Alice.
Hmm?
Maybe you want to close up and join us? Diner's kind of lonely and gloomy tonight.
No. That little cheerful music, huh?
Good evening. This is Hollis Brown with your local evening news report. A black Ford sedan used in a holdup has just been found abandoned in Colby Park near Route 71.
Hey, that's right near here.
Federal supermarket in Whaleview was robbed earlier this evening of $1,900 in cash by a man with a scarred nose and a Spanish accent.
Why, I'd better not go, Russ.
Oh, nonsense, Rhoda. I'll be all right.
Yeah, come on bowling with us, Alice.
No, really. You run along and have fun.
Oh, honey, I'd worry about you.
Hello. Am I too late for a bit of something?
Where are you coming from, fella?
North Ireland, actually. I'm on my way back to a British freighter docked in Bridgeport.
Oh. Oh, well. Well, sure. My sister here will toss you a bone, okay, Alice?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll look after him.
See you later, sis. Come on, Rod.
So long, Alice.
Hello.
Hello.
I thought all Americans said, hi.
What would you like to eat?
Oh, anything will do me, really. Some fried eggs, perhaps. And coffee, please. Black, no sugar.
Black, no sugar.
Mm-hmm. I say, please don't think I'm being forward, but...
You feel it too, don't you?
Yes. Strangest feeling about you.
As though we'd known each other all our lives.
But it's quite impossible. We're strangers.
I don't understand it either.
Kind of feeling you get in dreams sometimes.
What is your name?
Sandy.
Sandy Shaw.
Yes. How did you know?
I don't know.
Why, that's astonishing.
You're not entirely British, are you?
No. My father's North Irish, but my mother comes from Connecticut.
Has it been a handicap having an American mother?
Oh, no. Feather in my cap, actually. You see, I have dual citizenship. I was born here.
Yes, I know.
Well, how could you know?
Well, I have no idea, but I do know. It has something to do with feeling happy near you.
Wait, that's how I feel. That's curious, isn't it?
That's not a romantic feeling.
No, it isn't.
I'm far too old for you.
I'm 19.
Well, you see, I'm 23.
Well, what is this odd bond between us?
Does your mother like North Ireland, Sandy?
No, not always. She often gets wistful for America. But I love Belfast, so she's reasonably contented.
Yes, she would be. How did your mother and father meet?
He was a merchant seaman when Britain went to war. On a shore leave in Bridgeport, he thumbed a ride to see a bit of Connecticut. Landed near Whaleview, walked into an eating spot, and saw a very beautiful waitress. My mother.
Love at first sight.
Yeah, something like that. He cocked the green tam he was wearing on the side of his head. And the words he said to my mother changed her whole life.
What did he say?
Well, he said, Miss, I am Michael Shaw of North Ireland. I am 30, ready for a wife, and I believe in international marriage.
Oh.
May I please sit down and discuss the possibility of your becoming the mother of my son? Ah, coffee, please, black and no sugar.
Oh, your mother must have been overwhelmed.
Oh, she was. Especially since father was wearing a magnificent red beard he'd grown at sea.
Your father's dead now, isn't he?
Why, how did you know? Yes. Yes, he was torpedoed at the end of the war. My mother told me she'd had a premonition of it. That same day he walked into her life, but she couldn't resist him.
And now you've gone to sea, like your father.
Yes, it's my first run. When we docked in Bridgeport, I naturally wanted to see my mother's birthplace, so I rented a car and drove up here.
Your mother doesn't want you at sea, does she?
No. She wants me to return to art school.
Won't you, Sandy?
No. School takes forever, but I do a lot of sketching at sea. especially during storm.
Oh, isn't it dangerous on deck, then?
Ah, but the sea has a wild beauty when the waves become mountains and valleys. And...
Hey, you. Is that your car outside?
Well, I've rented it, yes.
Come on. I need a lift.
Oh? Well, I'm afraid I'm not quite finished eating. Besides, I may not be going in your direction, sir.
Oh, yes, you are.
Sandy, he's got a gun.
Huh? Now you know why I need a lift.
You're the man who robbed the supermarket.
News travels fast.
Where do you want me to drive you?
Out of danger. They're closing in.
No, Sandy, no.
Well, I don't seem to have a choice, do I?
No, you don't.
Oh, don't go, Sandy. Because it means death.
What if I refuse?
In 30 seconds, you will be a corpse on the floor. Make up your mind. Now! What's it gonna be? You driving me out of here, or do I kill you?
You'd kill me to escape arrest.
Do you know what jail is like?
You can't go with him, Sandy.
I'm afraid that gun gives him the last word.
But you'll die if you drive that car.
I'll die if I don't.
No, I won't let you be killed.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
You'll have to shoot me first.
Get out of the way.
No.
Get away, I say, or I'll kill you, too.
No. No, you won't kill either of us.
Oh, won't I?
You can't.
I'll give you three. One, two...
Gun isn't loaded.
You think I held up a supermarket with an empty gun?
I know you did.
That's a dangerous guess, young lady. You foolish enough to bet your life on it?
Yes.
Alice, how do you know that...
I can't explain. I just know.
I warn you for the last time.
Go ahead. Pull the trigger. I'm waiting.
You... All right, you win. Give me the keys of the car, kid.
You were bluffing.
I can still pistol whip you for the keys if you make me.
Give him the keys, Sandy.
Thank you for your hospitality. Next time, the gun will be loaded. Goodbye.
Oh, dear.
Well, that was sticky. I'm deeply grateful. You took a terrible chance for my sake.
No. Just thank you for listening to me.
Well, there he goes. The bloody fool. Smashed into another car in the fog.
Yes.
Some kind of blinking light on top of the other car.
It's a police car.
Look, the petrol's exploded. The whole car's a mass of flames. Oh, that's dreadful. I'd better go and see if I can help.
No, you can't.
But the fella may be...
He's dead. But the police are all right.
How do you know? Even if you could see through that bloody fog.
I know. Just as I knew that your car would crash and burn.
Yes. And if I hadn't listened to you.
Oh, I thank God that you did.
But how can you know such things?
I'm not sure.
I'm hopelessly in debt to you. For my life.
Oh, think of me sometimes, Sandy.
I could never forget you. And I shall tell my mother how proud I am that father chose an American girl for his bride.
Oh, I'm proud, too.
I must leave now.
Yes, I know.
My ship sails in an hour.
Go to the bus station just down the road. The last bus for Bridgeport will be there in 10 minutes.
You know, it's strange. I feel as though I'm leaving home instead of returning to it.
Because you were born here?
No, that's not why.
Then why, Sandy?
Because it's like saying goodbye to my mother. As she was, as a young girl.
God bless you, Sandy. Before you go, make me a promise.
Anything.
Give up the sea. Don't let it kill you as it killed your father.
Will it?
Yes, unless you leave it.
You know this? Just as you knew that the gun was empty? That the car would crash?
Yes, I know it.
All right. I'll return to art school. You've just made my mother very happy.
Yes, I know.
Will we ever meet again? Do you know that, too?
We will see each other again.
I hope so. Meanwhile, I wish you great happiness.
I will always be proud of you, Sandy.
Goodbye.
God keep you, Sandy. Oh, what's the matter with me? I better get some radio music before I start blubbering.
Here to warm this night. While white lips of Dover tomorrow, just you wait and see.
Wait and see.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you an important news bulletin. General Eisenhower's North African army has invaded the Italian mainland, and Mussolini is reported to have fled to the German lines. We will bring you further details as soon as they become available. And now we continue with popular dinner music from...
General Eisenhower's North African army? Mussolini, the German lines?
Night, Russ. Gee, thanks. I had a swell time. Tomorrow night, huh?
Oh, hi, sis. That, Russ. You know, I got that lunkhead under my skin. He'd only realize how much he needs me, too.
He will, Rhoda. He will.
Yeah, sure. When Hitler votes the Democratic ticket.
Rhoda.
Hmm? Yeah?
What's the date?
I don't know. September 8th, I think.
Well, yes, but... What year?
What year?
Yes.
Hey, sis, what slipped into your orange juice?
Please, Rhoda, what year is this?
Well, last I heard, it was 1943.
1943.
Yeah. A.D.
But the supermarket hold up.
What hold
up? The car crash outside the diner.
Honey, you feeling all right?
And the boy. The North Irish boy who came in when you left with Russ.
Oh, Alice. You really ought to stop daydreaming so much, you know?
Oh.
Well. Lo and behold, look at that red beard. And don't a green tam o' shanter look cute on a red-headed guy? He's looking straight at you, Alice. Hey, I'll get lost in the ladies' room. Now play it smart, sis. Who knows?
Miss, I'm Michael Shaw, North Ireland. I'm 30, ready for a wife, and I believe in international marriage. May I sit down and discuss the possibility of you becoming the mother of my son? Oh, coffee, please. Black and no sugar.
Thank you.
Theater 5 has presented The Boy, written by Jules Archer, produced and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Joyce Gordon, Connie Lemke, William Redfield, Robert Dryden, and Louis Van Ruten. Audio engineers Neil Pultz and Marty Folia. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.